program, you're about to hear Bob's slap time pronouns with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the subgenus, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Midnight. A hush falls through the melancholy halls of Collinwood. The solemn moon casts dark shadows over the placid stillness of the old mansion. I, Barnabas, lie in deep sleep on my bed of purple velvet. Asleep, but awake to your thoughts, your feelings, your desires. Alone, but cradled by the presence of your mind. I hear your call. I feel your yearning. I know that you want me. I know that you need me. The oppressing weight of long-lost time lies heavily upon me. The deepening gloom that covers me binds me in my sepulcher. I hear your call. I feel your yearning. I must go to you. I struggle to free the invisible chains that bind me. I search in the embalmed darkness for a nebulous light that will lead me to you. I hear your call. I feel your yearning. I am with you.
Filthy swine!
Ow! Getting a little bit rough. Hit me!
Now, in these last days, we're having a battle that is going on. And this battle is over or between good and evil. And this battle, my dear friends, is a spiritual battle, but it is a literal battle.
Volcanoes rumbled in the distance, and a foul smell filled the air on the desolate planet of Apocalypse. Amidst all this devastation stood Darkseid, ruler of this wasteland, glaring at his evil warriors below him in a broken-down combat arena. Raising his arm above his head, Darkseid spoke.
Behold, my loyal servants. With this device, a Stargate generator, I now have the power to bring the heroes of Earth here to Apocalypse itself, so that we may utterly destroy them. But the question remains.
The question of evil is this simple, straightforward parable. Now, if God were the judge in the O.J. Simpson trial...
What's she talking about?
Double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble, cooling
the baboon blood.
Then the charm is firm and good.
Something wicked this way comes.
Hey, Blues, come on, out of the hibernaculum. Time to do a show, rise and shine. Man. I guess somebody had a rough night. Gee, toots. You know, I've seen eggs that weren't as runny as your brains. And while that's certainly an improvement, I guess that means you're obviously in no shape to do Bob's Slacktime Funhouse tonight. So I guess that job is gonna fall to me.
Evil Susie!
What the hell?
Who are you?
Hey, I'm you. Another me, huh? Another you. Central said we'd need some extra firepower tonight, so they whipped up another Evil Susie unit and sent me down. Wow, we look like four scoops of hell. Oh, boy, yeah. We make a striking couple pairs, don't we? Who would have figured that the Reverend Susie the Floozy's evil twin would have her own evil twin? Yeah. But why do I need the extra backup? What, did you miss what happened here last week in the funhouse? I've been having consciousness issues lately.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you were getting groped in the arms of Morpheus, Sugar Plum.
Yeah.
Those hypercephalic doctors on the other side of the show fired a salvo across our expansive bowel.
Oh, the Lymph Node Institute.
Yeah, the Lymph Node Institute. Those eggheads are so far up their pedantic intellectual patoots that they have to broadcast their show in proctoscope.
Well, hey, maybe so, but they're getting cocky enough to be working our street corner.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know what the topic of their last week's show was?
What? Evil!
Wait a minute!
Yeah, and ass, too.
What?
Yeah! Yeah, I'd say that pretty much corners our whole damn market.
Evil? That's my deal! I'm Evil Susie!
Oh, yeah, you and me both. And that's where I come in.
Okay.
They're ripping off our riffs, and Central wants us to tear those upstarts a new input jack with our name on it. Oh, boy, I'm ready for that because they've made this thing personal.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, sister, I am spoiling to kick some lab-coated ass.
Yeah.
So what if everyone can listen to their show on headphones?
Yeah. For our show, they're going to need a butt plug. Yeah.
We got to the parking lot of the motel. Suddenly, I had an overwhelming sense of evil. We jammed on the brakes.
Everyone, meet Evel Knievel.
Thank you. You're going to get hurt.
Get on a motorcycle or a bicycle or anything else. Risk your life. They nickname me Evil. There's no power on earth that could stop me. You're going to get hurt. You understand? Don't be letting your lips turn white. Jumping the motorcycle isn't all I do. I slap myself on the butt, and it works for me. Crazy. I don't want to get hurt. I'm still alive. I don't want to die. There's no power on earth to stop me. You made an awful lot of money. I am convicted. I'm going to push that trigger. They better have a big jail, because every kid in America would care for jail. Evil Knievel. Oh, I think the only thing I'm scared of is the dark. I'm still alive. You understand? I'm still alive. I will jump. I'm still alive. You understand? I'm still alive. I will run. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. There's no power on earth to stop.
Evil, our time is up.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Wait a minute. This is supposed to be my German metal album. What the hell? Hey, what do you mean? It's evil. Evil. No, not that kind of evil. I shouldn't be having to tell myself that. Hey, you didn't spell it out to me. Yeah, well, it's your first day on the job, so. Yeah. What the hell? We'll go ahead and put on your German metal album. It'll give me time to dig around in the vault now that I know what you mean. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can't wait to see your spin on it now that we're on the same page and all. Yeah.
All right, this is all being enjoyed.
Out of
by one, Darkseid's warriors stepped forward.
With my Electro Axe, I can slice through anything. Nothing can stand before the might of Steppenwolf.
Crap, get in here.
Oh, I threw it in.
What?
Serves to counterpoint the banality of evil, you know?
Banana, who's this?
It helps gauge the different degrees of evil throughout the cultural zeitgeist.
What the f***? Look, you're Evil Susie.
Yeah?
I'm Evil Susie. We're just supposed to make this evil, okay?
Oh, gee, I didn't foresee that we'd have philosophical differences.
Phyllis who?
As he watched this battle from high above the arena, Darkseid felt his anger growing inside him. Finally, he could stay silent no longer.
Enough! I can stand to watch no more. My faithful minions battle among themselves. It is too much to bear.
Then, turning his attention to the superpowers team, Darkseid continued.
Yes, heroes of Earth, I stand before you now to do what all my worthless minions could not hope to accomplish. Within me rests the greatest weapon of all, the dreaded Omega Effect. With a mere blink of my eyes, it will encircle you all and transport you to another dimension from which there can be no escape.
A boat trip to hell with no return. This is the story of the evil side of life.
Ah, little lad, you're staring at my finger. Would you like me to tell you the little story of right hand, left hand? The story of good and evil? H-A-T-E. It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother low. L-O-V-E. You see these fingers, dear hearts? These fingers has veins that run straight to the soul of man. The right hand, friends, the hand of love. Now watch and I'll show you the story of life. These fingers, dear hearts, is always a warring and a tugging, one against the other. Now watch them. Oh, brother left hand. Left hand hates a fighting. And it looks like love's a goner.
Then Mrs. Watson had the children turn around and asked them to watch straight ahead as far as they could see. They watched, their eyes straining against the softening glow of the light. Then Meg saw it. Then Calvin did too. Charles had already been watching it intently. A great black shadow. Not cast by anything, but just hovering as a broad plane of darkness stretched across the sky. It was so faint, so distant, yet so fiercely dark.
What's that?
That sort of shadow out there. What is it? I don't like it.
Keep watching, children.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow, I'll fear no evil, for thou art beside me.
I am with you.
Ah! Oh, Lord, evil there will surely seize me. But there is a city.
There is a city.
Yes, there is a city nearby.
Down the river, Summers, Parkersburg, maybe Cincinnati, one of them Sodoms of the Ohio River.
The plan that was concocted and conceived was labeled Operation Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of sin. The Lord is sent us here to destroy them. Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities of sin. Not you and yours.
Is it hard to understand what they mean when they say that? Good people sometimes wish bad things. Good people try bad things, don't you? Good people even do bad things. Once in a while we do.
Von der Maxisonomie entlast!
things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things. But we have been lusting after evil things, many of us. A young man in his 20s came to me one night, deeply troubled, because of the reoccurrence of a strong habit. Following his conversion to Christ, he'd gotten a victory over a long-standing masturbation problem. Now he was in a state worse than before. He paused to seek the Lord about the best way to proceed. Immediately, in my spirit, I saw a stack of rock and roll records. So I asked him if he had any. He looked surprised. Admitted he had some and had not listened to them since beginning to come to our church. I asked him where they were stored. He answered, "That's funny. Several weeks ago, after I learned how bad rock music was, I started to throw them out, but then decided to stack them on the closet shelf. However, something seemed to tell me I should pile them under the bed out of the way, which I did. And when did this nightly battle with lust begin?" I asked. He paled as he answered that it was the same night he put the records under his bed. "See, he lets the demons come on you, and oh, I mean, they've got power, as you find out. They can really come upon you. But in order that you may be able to bear the amount of temptation that he allows to come upon you, he's made an escape route. But if you don't climb in the capsule and fire the thing off, you won't escape. And too many of us refuse to pull the D-ring, what they call it, when you have the ejection seat, you know, it blows you out of the canopy. When your plane's on fire, you gotta blow the ejection seat. When it gets too hot, you gotta pull the D-ring, as they say, and blow it out. Get out of there. When these fiery trials are upon us and the devil is tempting hot, you can't stay in the middle of all the environment of the demons and the temptation and wallow in the thing. You've got to take the escape route."
Although forced to deal with the cowardly Decepticon attack on the desert depot, Optimus Prime, the Autobot leader, had not dropped his vigilance or his awareness of the unlimited evil capacity of Megatron's imagination. But he and his aide Prowl could only follow the Decepticon strategy with helpless frustration.
"It seems our sinister adversaries are at it again, and successfully too. But there's nothing we can do to save that ill-fated ship."
"And the demons are ruling them under the god of this world, Satan. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with demons."
"Oh, pshaw."
"God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Mental impurities from morning till night. Yes, every imagination of the thoughts of their hearts was evil continually. This sin leads to adultery, homosexuality, and every practiced abomination that tears down marriages. The lust of the eyes leads to further debaucheries. This is why pornography, whether in print or on the screen, leads humans astray. This is why the Christian conscience should be incensed about the filthiness that permeates America and cry out against the trash of this world. Lust through magazines and movies destroys marriages, lives, homes, and nations. It also sends men into eternity lost. For Jesus said, whosoever looketh at a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart."
"Work it, baby! Work it!"
"Why have you disturbed our sleep? Awakened us from our ancient slumber? You will die!"
"Congregation, please rise.
Here is evil."
"Oh, yeah!
False religions, demon powers that come against the powers of God. These imaginations that deal in evil spirits. And that basically is your problem. Satan, with his spirits of darkness, try to hinder you and keep you from having victory within your life. And there has been a rise in Satan worship, demonology, in the sense of actually people asking demon spirits to come into their lives as never before in the United States.
So in danger. Leave the devil's territory alone. Now, long ago on a Sunday night in our church, several people came forward for prayer at the close of the service. Among them was a Sunday school teacher. When it came to, for me to pray for her, I had no freedom to pray. Something was wrong. Finally, I asked what was the matter with, and to my surprise, a man's voice answered out of her mouth.
Do some things seem very bad to you? Are those the things your favorite grown-ups don't like? What does seem bad to you? Is it hitting other kids? Or calling them names? Is it messing up a room? Or saying, no, no, no? Everybody does some bad things, you know. One time when I was a little boy, a bigger boy called me a shrimp because he could make a kite fly and I couldn't. That really made me angry.
A couple days later, a cowboy comes walking in. All right? I got the guns ready under the table. Just as a waiter, I... under the shirt comes a gun. The thing explodes in his hand. Blows his freaking hand off.
Can't see, my hand is gone!
Yeah.
Help me!
We killed him right there. The funny thing is, before he pulled the trigger, he said...
Do people sometimes say to you, you're a good boy, or a bad boy? You're a good girl, or a bad girl? Is it hard to understand what they mean when they say that?
Like a bad girl should. When I need love, I love how you feel. When I need dough, I love how you steal. I love your sick way you think. The way your perfume makes you stink. Ooh, you look good. Like a bad girl should. Should.
Doubles her over. Blew the back of her ass out.
funny thing that she said before she pulled the trigger.
I'm feeling bad.
A Bible was laid on her stomach. And she screamed, "Get that Bible off of me!"
The Bible? Ew.
But she carried a Bible. She loved the Bible. She would hold it close. After the living service, she had no trouble with that blessed book. Now that kind of, you would not say something because, oh, I just thought I was supposed to say something kind of demonic-like. I mean, the eyes glazed up. Go ahead, can you make your eyes just glaze up? Face contort, become very demonized. This voice come out. It sounds different. And the person say things like, when we say, you know, she came to see the movie in the adult theater and I entered her, the spirit said. I had every right to her. When I asked the woman if this were true, she admitted it. She said she had felt that she needed to know what went on in the movie houses that show X-rated films in order to teach against it. "No, you didn't," I said. "You went there and enjoy what you saw." She nodded her head. I believe that when she stepped into the theater, she entered Satan's territory and opened herself to a demon. Knowing this, I laid my hands upon her and commanded the evil spirit to leave and obeyed. This opened an avenue of thinking to me. I began to understand that when a Christian goes into the devil's territory, unless intending to do battle and rescue lost souls, that Christians become vulnerable to whatever Satan offers, even to being invaded by an evil spirit.
And we took her and lifted her bodily from the car and half walked, half carried her to that motel room. And the moment we got inside the motel room, we had a repetition of the Gospel of Matthew. It took four strong men to hold a 5'3" girl down on a bed. I know, because I was holding one leg, and there was a force in her lifting her right off the bed, and her whole body was shaking, her face contorted, and the noises coming out of her were the noises, well, we might use the word unhealthy.
He knelt down before her and took her hands in his. "Have you done this before?" "Of course. Hundreds of times. Well, scores of times, anyway. With party members?" "Yes, always with party members." "With members of the inner party?" "Not with those swine, no. But there's plenty that would if they got half a chance. They're not so holy as they make out." His heart leapt. Scores of times she had done it. He wished it had been hundreds, thousands. Anything that hinted at corruption always filled him with a wild hope. Who knew? Perhaps the party was rotten under the surface, its cult of strenuousness and self-denial simply a sham concealing iniquity. If he could have infected the whole lot of them with leprosy or syphilis, how gladly he would have done so. Anything to rot, to weaken, to undermine. He pulled her down so that they were kneeling face to face. "Listen. The more men you've had, the more I love you. Do you understand that?" "Yes, perfectly." "I hate purity. I hate goodness. I don't want any virtue to exist anywhere. I want everyone to be corrupt to the bones." "Well, then, I ought to suit you, dear. I'm corrupt to the bones." "You like doing this?" "I don't mean simply me. I mean the thing in itself. I adore it." That was above all what he wanted to hear.
Evil became so pronounced, so benighting, so degrading, so wicked, so filthy, so dirty, so degenerate. "Because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with their feet." Domineering women. I said glory! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!
The erotic excitement of evil. The evil will leave you gasping.
I said glory! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord!
The Bible speaks of unclean spirits. That means filthy spirits. Not because they in themselves are filthy, but because they produce filthiness in their victims. A devil, demons make people filthy. And when you see somebody in the grip of a filthy sin or vice, it's the work of a demon in that person or the work of demons.
Thing we saw from the mountain peak.
Did it just come while we've been gone?
Tell her.
No, ma'am. It hasn't just come. It's been there for a great many years.
That's what my father is fighting, isn't it?
Yes, Meg.
I hate it. I hate the dark thing.
Yes, Charles, dear. We all do.
But what is it? We know it's evil.
But what is it?
You have said it is evil. It is the power of darkness. Now, what?
Again, they focused their eyes on the crystal ball. The earth with its fearful covering of dark shadows swam out of view.
Shadows of the night. Falling silently. Echo of the past, calling you.
Where is this emo crap coming from?
I put it in.
Look, this is not my idea of evil.
Well, I'm not surprised.
You are not my idea of me.
Oh, yeah. All you 100% sugar plum.
What the hell?
But I'm 200% smarter.
What? I've had about enough out of me. Ah!
Trap makes an evil camp near the town of the teenage champ. Evil tramp seen hanging around with his friend who's an evil clown. An evil head clamp around the neck of the teenage champ. Evil tramp stole all the town's gold. Man, that evil tramp is cold. Tramp, has he disappeared? No one's seen him anywhere near. Evil tramp, has he disappeared? No one's seen him all around here.
I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. You know what that means? I don't want you watching those certain programs on television. They were born from demonic inspiration. I don't want you watching those certain films and the movies. I don't want you reading those certain magazines. I don't want you listening to those certain tapes and records.
In the center of this room, there was a huge disc-shaped table.
Why, it looks like some kind of recording device. And look, here is a small disc. What are we to do with it? They're telling me to place the disc in the center of the larger one.
Do it. Maybe it will tell us about these people.
Polak dynamite. Ain't never gonna use that stuff again.
Harry! Whatever you try, fatals! However you hurt us, Harry, you won't succeed!
Evil!
Then love!
silent. What could have happened?
Maybe we'll find out. Look, the sun is setting and people look as if they're becoming frightened.
Here's another disc. Maybe it will give us an answer.
The book is bound in human flesh and inked in human blood. It deals with demons, demon resurrection, and those forces which roam the forest and dark bowers of man's domain. The first few pages warn that these enduring creatures may lie dormant, but are never truly dead. They may be recalled to active life through the incantations presented in this book. It is through recitation of these passages that the demons are given license to possess the living.
There is an evil subterranean creature coming from deep under the ground. They are trying to destroy it. Destroy it. Destroy it. Destroy it.
Don't play beyond that point.
Ah! A cloud shaped like a skull!
What's that sound I hear? Look, they're all running from here. We must hide.
Over here, behind this pillar.
It was then that I saw them. Strange creatures, dark and shadowy, coming from the ground, pulling themselves up out of the ground.
The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels.
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you?
Jinkum.
All these kids today taking dope, flaming out their brains and their minds. All this debate about marijuana and heroin and all this mess. Well, anybody's a fool to fool with that stuff. Just even from a normal, natural standpoint, this is unnatural. This is the work of demons.
You wouldn't believe the goddamn pharmacy bill.
This is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl today, is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can keep the habit. So Josh began to puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. So he went back home that night. But the next day he's right back down to Captain Mop Joe's house. But Captain Mop Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fooling around with old Gapmouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late that night, he was in bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He saw his mother let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gapmouth Joe. Back and forth, and finally he was broke. Didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick. Sneaked up behind her, hit across the head, ba-doom, pip-bop, went to kicking and stomping her, and found the old lady was dead, stone dead. So he ran on back to Gapmouth Joe's house, fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo, I feel good. But a few days later, he was in the cell, in a jail cell, and there he was all alone, and he began to think to himself, and he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money is gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama, mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm going to do. Look like I'm going to die. And finally, he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend, made a liar of him, made a thief out of him, stopped him from going to college, lost his $2,000, made a murder out of him, and finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana, and stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Being without general ideas, they could only focus it on petty, specific grievances. The larger evils invariably escaped their notice.
I'm a drunk. I don't know nothing about how I do anything.
Unchanging, unending greed, Chief. A curse on the technology that set their first gear in motion.
It proves what we Autobots have known all along. Mere progress is not enough. It is really a question of what these carbon-based life forms call morality.
Oh, madam, I see you're looking at my hands.
Would you like me to tell you the little story of left hand and right hand, the tale of good and evil? It was with this left hand that old brother Cain struck the blow that laid his brother.
Filthy spy!
Whenever and wherever evil raises its ugly head, right marches out to meet it. Without our presence, this planet would have been bled dry of all its natural resources months ago. No, Prowl, we share the same instincts, but the Earthlings seem to have found a name for it. Morality.
It cut me so deeply that it was hard to imagine. Walking with God as best I know how for these years, I'm somewhat sheltered, as most of you are.
Oh, yeah, right.
But the singing group came on television, and they were not some, you know, freaks that you would look at and say, well, I expected that. You would look at them even though they were not singing any music that you would appreciate too much. They didn't look too bad, but they started singing a song. And it was talking about sucking.
More data on this subject. Sophocles, Thomas Jefferson, Gandhi.
But this is not difficult, O Athenians, to escape death. But it is much more difficult to avoid depravity, for it runs swifter than death. And now I, being slow and aged, am overtaken by the slower of the two. But my accusers, being strong and active, have been overtaken by the swifter. Wickedness. And now I depart, condemned by you to death, but they condemned by truth as guilty of iniquity and injustice.
Are you convinced now, Doctor? I hope you appreciate this opportunity I'm giving you to become a colleague of mine.
No, no! You can't do these things. You're tampering with the work of the Creator.
Gibberish.
You're evil. This place is like... must be destroyed. You and all foul things that you've made.
You made a choice, Doctor. A very poor choice. Of course, you know I cannot let you leave this place.
Some way, somehow, I'll find a way to put an end to you ghastly experiments.
The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age.
Thank you very much.
The threat of Darkseid was over, for now. But deep inside, they all knew that one day, the Lord of Evil would return. And on that day, the Superpowers team would face their greatest challenge.
I never heard it better told. I wish every soul in this community could get the benefit.
Soon after this incident, she became deathly ill, and the demons killed her with a very painful death.
Ah, crap. That'll have to do for a big finish. Oh,
something about this crime scene. Oh, I feel like the bottom of a cattle car.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, what happened?
There's even blood on the ceiling.
You don't remember?
No.
Oh, it was horrible. Central sent us a new assistant. You ripped her limb from limb.
Yeah.
Oh, but if I did that, why are you the one who's covered with blood? Oh, remember you made me disguise myself as you and kill her to throw them off the scent? Oh, yeah, I was afraid of you, so I did it. Oh, yeah. Did it work? Yeah, does it ever. You did the show, right? I don't know, Flues. What did you record that on, a sponge? I had to replace the anthrax, the sodom, the tomo, and the cramps, the deadbolt, the bran flakes, and even Enoch Light and his light brigade with Born to be Mild.
Well, it sounds like you've done a wonderful job.
I do what I can.
Thank you, evil Susie.
Good night, Seekers. Ooh, you kissed him.